went very well from what I can tell, obviously. The thing that I'm seeing as far as the guys really being dialed into the meetings and some of the things that we needed to get done on the football field in this short week, not a lot of strenuous activity, but mentally, liking what I see.
I know you're always going to say every game's big, but when you've got the hole you guys had at 1-4, I mean, how big would it be to get to 5-5 and
I mean, it's huge. It's a huge game in a lot of ways. And, you know, I think the number one thing for me is just for us to get on the winning side of things at our house. You know, that's to me, that's a big thing. We're winning on the road, which is a great thing, don't get me wrong, but I want to take care of business at the house. And for me, that's a huge thing.
Brian, wins are always big, but when you guys struggle the way you did and now have been able to overcome things and are winning and playing well, is it almost more rewarding to get out there and earn those W's?
Now, I won't say more rewarding. You want to, you know, wish we could have been undefeated right now. I would always want to win football games. But to have dug what we dug and to find a way to stay together as a football team in the midst of all the things that were said and are going to continue to be said, to find our way back to where we are with some of the things that have happened within our division as guys, as far as other teams losing. I mean, you can't beat it.
How do you do that? How have you done that?
Stay together as a football team. And, you know, you continue to point fingers at yourself as things go wrong to make sure that you're fixing what you can fix. And I think everybody has done that to the most part. And we're finding ourselves in a position to take advantage of where we are.
How close do you think this defense is to what Dennis Allen envisioned? What I mean by that is, you know, he talked about no off season, took time to kind of learn the basics of it. You got the basics down, you can start adding to it. I mean, where are you in the process of, like, this defense?
Well, we've been able to add more things going forward the last couple of weeks. I think early on, we were making too many mental mistakes, giving up too many plays on the field. And obviously, as a D coordinator, you're not going to be amped to call things that you think the mistakes are going to be made. I think that him seeing that we've picked up the things that we need to pick up, we're communicating on a better level now and understanding what he wants in the basic scheme of things. He's able to add more things, you know, on us, and adding those things meaning that we're adding more pressure on the offense because we're able to do more things and send more attacks at him. So I'm liking where we're headed.
You have had some leads, which helps with the pressure factors too.
Absolutely. Leads are always best. I mean, we're not reinventing the wheel by saying that, but you know, to let Vaughn and Doom and even DJ, you know, blitz the way that those guys are blitzing right now, coming off the edges and DJ doing his thing up the middle. That's what you want. You want to be able to pin your ears back as a defense.
The Jets have been a bit inconsistent. Does that make them a little bit more breakable, a little bit more fragile, if you will?
No, I think the thing that you look at when you first look at that team is the talent that they have on that football team. That's what I do. I look at the talent. And, you know, to have the receivers that they have, not just the two guys outside, but you talk about what 81 brings to the table, even 11 in the slot, what he brings to the table. That's a formidable opponent for anybody. And so, you know, they can struggle all they want. I'm not going to sit there and say we're anticipating them to struggle that way against us. We're going to have to go out and play football and, you know, whatever happens, happens.
I know I asked Champ about this a little bit, but I think you've probably gone against him a little bit. How much of a weapon is Plexico red zone, given the size
huge
that he has over him?
Oh, man, huge. I mean, obviously, I played against him for many, many a year when Philly and with the Giants. So I know that when the red zone opportunities come, that, believe me, number 17 is probably high on their list of options of getting him the ball and just letting him fight and, you know, use his body to push off and go up and get the football. So we understand that.
Is that just positioning on your guys' part, though? I mean, because obviously he's got that height advantage.
Yeah.
That you can't
anticipate. Those guys are going to have to anticipate, and I'm pretty sure they'll be up for that challenge.